Hi, dictation for Cecily Tillman, CECILYTILLMAN. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident 10-18-2022. Date of service 1-8-2024. The patient presented for a follow-up visit today. She reports that she is now seeing a neurologist for her traumatic brain injury, headaches, and other neurologic related issues. She is taking Topramax for her headaches. She is also undergoing an EMG of the right upper extremity for her weakness of the right upper extremity, motor weakness. She is also undergoing a sacroiliac joint testing next week with Dr. Mohan, who is a neurosurgeon. In addition, she is also consulting Dr. Ramakrishna for a second consultation for a possible surgery or a spinal cord stimulation device. I have referred her to Dr. Redden, who is a spine specialist of Michigan, for spinal cord stimulation consultation. Currently, the patient reports that her headache is pulsating, mostly located in the posterior part of the head, in the occipital area. The patient was scheduled for occipital nerve block, but actually it was not done, as the patient refused for the consent. She walked away without getting the injection. And now we are going to wait for further testing. Currently, she does report radiation of pain to the right arm and also right leg posteriorly. Pain level is 8. ADLs are affected 8. 90% relief is obtained by the patient with the current therapies, injections, medications. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review, additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure is 93 over 67, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 12-12-2023, dictation number 1214-009, along with the diagnosis. Plan is to continue referring the patient for neurology, psychiatry, and neuropsych for her TBIE-related issues, to refer to Dr. Redden for second consultation, along with Dr. Mohan and Dr. Ramakrishna for spinal cord stimulation. All the options have been discussed. The MRIs have been discussed in great detail, and patient has no questions left. She has a disc bulging in C5-6, as well as in L4-5, L5-S1, not a surgical candidate at all, as I explained. In thoracic spine, no pathology is encountered. And so the patient does not require any significant amount of surgical intervention. Physical therapy can continue for 2 times a week, cervical, lumbar, along with chiropractic treatment, if possible. And she stays off work and case management. Thank you. Thank you.